Hey loves, you're welcome to the Self-Pod Podcast, where we embark on a journey to self-discovery as we talk about self-love, self-esteem, self-care, and self-betterment, because the goal is to become the best versions of ourselves, and I'm hoping we can do that together. I'm your host, Sophie, so let's get into it. Hey loves, welcome to another episode of the Self-Pod Podcast. With me, Sophie, your host. It's so amazing going on another journey with you guys. Because in our last episode, I spoke about self-forgiveness, forgiving yourself. And I got really amazing feedback. Everyone kept telling me they absolutely needed to hear it. It's hit home. And I loved reading your messages so, so much. Some of you even shared it with your friends too. That's so wonderful. We need as many people as we can get on this journey, so I'm loving the energy so much. Well, today we'll be talking about boundaries, setting boundaries. This is a recurring topic because we're all still struggling with, or at least have struggled at some point with having well-defined boundaries. So today we'll be taking a trip into the nitty-gritty of boundaries, why are we unable to set well-defined or healthy boundaries, signs that you have loose boundaries, and everything concerned with boundaries. So stay tuned. I hope you've gotten quite comfortable, because this episode is going to be quite triggering for most of us. Boundaries is a very sensitive topic, but it's one that we have to speak about so we can realize our loose boundaries and fix them. Boundaries are the limits that we set for ourselves regarding how we'd want to be treated, how we wouldn't want to be treated, what we could tolerate or what we'd refuse in our friendships, our relationships, or even with ourselves. There's so many types of boundaries. There are emotional boundaries, physical boundaries, mental boundaries. So you see, it's dangerous to operate in the sort of world that we live in with no boundaries, no personal rules. People could easily disrespect you or walk all over you. Something I find quite interesting is that we all seem to think that we have healthy boundaries, but some character traits would call you out, honestly. Traits like people-pleasing, codependency, inability to say no, or being conflict-avoidant. If you find yourself always going with what your friend or your spouse or your family member wants, not saying how you really feel, or sugarcoating your feelings to make others feel good, suppressing your needs, or even anticipating the needs of others and adjusting yourself to meet those needs even when they haven't asked for your help. If you can relate to any of these things, you might be a people pleaser. And the thing with people pleasing is that you're coming from a good place, you're genuinely trying to help, but that just makes it easier for people to disrespect your boundaries. Or you might be codependent if you find yourself depending on another person for happiness or for joy or for validation. And if you give a person that much control over your life, just imagine what they could do with your boundaries. Being conflict avoidance is a trait that does not allow for too many guesses. It's a bit obvious. If you're conflict avoidant, you'd be an obsessive lover of peace. Even when the situation is begging you to act different, or even when it comes at a cost to you or your happiness. It's a bit weird, because this was my category at some point, and quite sadly, I was very proud of it. In most of my conversations then, I would never leave out the fact that I'm not confrontational or I'm very easy to be around. That was such peak me behavior. But I've moved on from that. I'm no longer that person. When I moved on from that, I realized that I was so good at avoiding conflicts because I didn't have well-defined boundaries. So I didn't even notice when those boundaries had been crossed. If you relate to this, being conflict avoidant isn't something to be proud of. There's being peaceful and there's being conflict avoidant. There are two different things. If something upsets you, say it and mark your boundary. You don't have to keep quiet about it just to make the other person feel good or just for the sake of peace. If you didn't fall into any of these categories, there's a one-size-fits-all category for you. The inability to say no. I feel like this is really related to people pleasing. When you feel you have to be everything for everybody, you have to play every role. Sometimes you take on more work than you can handle, just so your friend or the other person could be happy. A scenario would be your friend wants you to help her buy something on the way home, and that's not your way home, that's not the road you're taking. But then, because your friend has asked, you feel obligated to help. If it's not in your best interest, you're allowed to decline, to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Or let's say you're invited out to go somewhere and you do not want to go because maybe it's not your crowd, or you wouldn't feel happy there, or you have a deadline to meet, something you're working on, or you just don't want to go because you don't feel like it. You're allowed to decline an invitation. Say, no, I'm glad that you thought about me, but I'm caught up at the moment, maybe next time. Truth is, no doesn't always need an explanation. It doesn't even need an explanation, if we're being honest. But I think it depends on the situation or the sort of relationship that you have with the person. All that is necessary is that you shouldn't be rude when you're saying no. Don't be mean about it. You know, I have this friend. She probably listens to this and laugh or remember. Some 7 years back, she said to me that she hated the way that I said no without explanations. But till date, I don't see anything wrong with that. Because no doesn't mean force me or guilt trip me into saying yes. It just means no, I don't want to. And I'll tell you something for free. Those who truly care about you will respect your answer, whether it's a yes or a no. I'm not saying they wouldn't be upset by it. I'm saying they would respect it. Anyone who acts differently doesn't really care about how you feel and just wants their way. They probably expected you to say yes to them and they're surprised that it's not a yes. So that's why they're triggered. Sometimes we could find it difficult to say no, maybe because we feel that if we say no, would upset our friends or would jeopardize our relationship. But I don't really see a point in fighting for a relationship where you cannot be your true and authentic self in. Your partner or your friend should care about your feelings as much as you care about theirs. Maybe you've identified one or two of these traits and you're wondering, what causes these character traits? Or was I born with these character traits? Is this how I am? The truth is, we're not exactly born with these character traits, but most of this has to do with our families when we're growing up, our surroundings, or those closest to us. If you grew up in a family where you constantly had to please your parents to earn their affection or attention, and if we're being honest, this is really common in almost every Nigerian or African home, or you grew up in a family where you had to play the role of a caregiver, or you had to look after your parents emotionally from a very young age, the habit of people pleasing may appeal to you because that's what worked. That's what brought you love as a child, and so it's easy to think that that's how you can keep love from other people. Like, that's how you can give love and receive love in the future. So you tend to please people all the time so you could earn their affection. But that comes at a cost to you, as with everything else, because it's very easy to lose yourself in such a process. And worst case scenario, if you end up being friends with a narcissist or a manipulator, That wouldn't end well because those types don't do well with accepting or respecting boundaries. They see others as lesser extensions of themselves that they have to control. And so if you're with those types of people without healthy boundaries, that can be really draining. You know, the issue with loose boundaries is people tend to disrespect you and you're left with feelings of resentment and anger towards them. Because even though you're aware that you're uncomfortable with that situation, you're choosing to be quiet for the sake of peace. And so in your attempts to avert the external conflict, you incur internal conflicts with yourself. That means you don't put yourself first. So if you're afraid of setting boundaries because you don't want to ruin a relationship, the truth is not setting those boundaries is still going to ruin that relationship anyway. Because eventually you get tired. If you've realized that you have loose boundaries, or you want to have healthier boundaries, first you have to be aware of the fact that this is a situation that you are in. You have to be aware of your limits. Know what you're comfortable with. Know what you're uncomfortable with. Identify where your limits are. You have to be in tune with your feelings of discomfort or of resentment. Whenever you feel discomfort, you have to note that feeling. Know how you feel. Be direct with the person that caused you to feel that way. Tell them, I'm comfortable with this. Don't just keep it in because you don't want to cause conflict or because you want to be nice. Put yourself first. Practice self-care, because if you practice self-care, that would encourage you to set healthier boundaries. But if you've tried to and you're aware that you're having a hard time setting boundaries, you can seek support from those you're close to, those that you trust. But you have to be assertive about what hurts you. In as much as we want people to be mind readers, people are mind readers. So when something bothers you, communicate to the next person, the person that hurt you, this is what you did to me that I did not like. When you communicate it to them, they are aware of the things they did to you that made you uncomfortable. Because if you do not, you just have feelings of resentment in your mind and the other person might not even know what's bothering you. With boundaries, especially if you have really loose boundaries, I wouldn't encourage you to flip the switch. But like everything else, I think you should start small. Say no when you're invited to events you don't want to be at. Or maybe even if you go to a restaurant and they give you the wrong order, don't just eat it because you don't want to cause conflict. Say no. Return it. It's your right, really. Or if you ask personal questions and you're not in the mood to give answers to them, or you don't want to give answers to them, you're allowed to say no, that you're not ready to answer it, or you don't feel comfortable speaking about it. Or maybe you've told somebody that you need time away from them and then they're not respecting your boundaries. You have to be more assertive. Don't just allow things be. Take control of your life. Or if you have someone that's constantly asking you for favors and giving nothing back, whenever you ask them, they never reciprocate the love that you show to them. You have to mark your boundaries with that sort of person. Maybe most especially if your physical boundaries are being violated, you're not a hugger. You don't have to be pressured into accepting a hug. You have to take a stand. In essence, I'm saying, only say yes to things that you know you truly want. Don't be guilt-tripped into saying yes, or don't be pressured into saying yes. Don't say yes because you fear abandonment, that if you said no to the person, they would abandon you. That's not the sort of friend you want to keep around. You must remember that although it might be uncomfortable for you and for others around you initially, when you set healthy boundaries, you'd surely only keep the right people around you. So why don't you think of this as a way of weeding your garden? So you could find out those that are truly there for you, those that are truly your people. The thing about setting boundaries is you can't just set boundaries and forget about them. You have to make sure that people respect these boundaries. If they do not respect your boundaries, you call them out. If you notice that you are any of the categories I mentioned and you want to get better, you should follow the steps that I've just talked about. And I'm certain that that will help you in some way to develop stronger boundaries. I hope that this word spoke to you and that from now on you'll be more intentional about your boundaries and what you allow in your space. I'm certain that this word will find you when you need them. Talk soon.